Hello everyone. We are excited to announce a feature in Azure that many of you have requested for: webhooks for Azure Alerts. My name is Ashwin Kamath, and I'm a program manager on the Azure team. Let's first take a look at what Azure Alerts do today. After you turn on diagnostics on your Azure resource, Azure starts collecting metrics and diagnostics data for it. You can then create Azure Alerts on these metrics. Azure notifies you when a metric crosses a certain threshold or a condition that you have configured. It triggers an alert event with the status activated when the condition is true. It triggers another alert event with the status resolved when the condition is not true anymore. Today, after the alert triggers, you can get notified via email, which is sent to the Azure subscription administrators and co-administrators. You can also configure to send this notification to other email addresses you can specify in the portal. So what's new now? Webhooks are user-defined HTTP callbacks that are triggered usually by an event. Thus, these callbacks help you take further actions on an event. Webhooks for Azure Alerts allow you to get more out of your Azure Alerts. So what are some examples of the things you can do? You can integrate easily with your popular DevOps incident management and notification systems, such as PagerDuty, OpsGenie, VictorOps, etc. You could integrate with Azure Automation to execute runbooks that can take further action on the resource that triggered the alert. You could configure a Twilio API to send text messages on this alert. You can even call APIs to notify you via tools such as Slack, HipChat, Campfire, etc. You can create your own custom services that do further post-processing on this alert. So how does it work? Azure makes an HTTP POST operation to the endpoint you specify. It sends valuable alert metadata as JSON payload to the endpoint. The endpoint can then process the data received to take further action on the alert. Let's now take a look at the alert payload. You can refer to the schema of this payload on the Azure documentation site. As you can see in the JSON payload schema, there is a status field followed by many other fields that provide more details on the alert. Under the condition element, you can see the metric value that triggered the alert. You can also have info on the resource that triggered this alert, such as the resource group name, resource ID, etc. You also have the Azure subscription ID as well as the timestamp of the alert. Last but not least, you can also configure custom properties to be included in the alert payload when you create this alert programmatically using the Azure Insights SDK. Let's now take a look at this end-to-end. When the alert triggers, Azure makes a HTTP POST operation with the JSON payload. This could be then used to trigger Azure Logic Apps, Azure Automation Runbooks, etc. You can also integrate this with your popular DevOps tools. Like we discussed earlier, as an example, you could integrate this with the PagerDuty webhook. PagerDuty can then notify you via SMS, email, push notification, etc., based on an escalation policy you have configured for this service type. You could also further reroute the same alert to additional notification channels such as Slack, HipChat, Jira, etc. Let's dive into our first demo, integrating Azure Alerts with PagerDuty. The first step to our PagerDuty integration demo is to have a PagerDuty account. You can get started with a 14-day trial if you don't already have an account. I'm going to use the account I already have. Once I log in, I can go to Configuration and click on Services. In that, you will see Add New Service option. Let me click on that. And now we can create a new service that will handle the Azure Alerts. Let's call it Azure PagerDuty Demo 1. Then you can select an escalation policy. This is the policy that allows you to specify who will be alerted when and in what order when this alert is triggered. Let's go with default for now. You can select a notification urgency. You can have it high, low, based on the type of service or based on the type of resource you are monitoring. We can then go ahead and select an integration type. If you type Azure Alert, there you go. You can see Azure Alerts on it. Select Azure Alerts. And that's it. You can just click on Add Service, and we are done. You can see on the screen that PagerDuty has created an integration URI, and that is the one that we are going to use to configure the webhook for our Azure Alert. Let's copy that. And we'll come back to PagerDuty once the alert fires. Let me go to my Azure portal now. And let me pick, let's say, a VM where I want to create a webhook-based alert. The VM is running. I can see some basic metrics and diagnostics data flowing through. For the demo purposes, I'm going to just create a webhook alert on disk read or disk write data. Let me click on it. You can see that there is some sort of disk write and disk read happening. So let's fire an alert on disk write. Okay, let's call this alert rule alert PD demo. Test alert demo. Let's use disk write as the metric. Let's just set the threshold as 1 byte so that we are gonna get the alert triggered out pretty soon. I can say, you know, email administrators and co-administrators. I don't want to do it right now, but I can also add my email address over here so that it notifies me along with the administrators. And now finally the part which you were talking about, webhook. Let me copy paste the URI that PagerDuty gave me. That's it. Just create the alert and we are done. Yep, now it shows that it has 2 alerts. There you go, it has come in. So the alert has not been activated yet. So you can see the 2 alerts. The first one was an existing alert on this resource, and the second one is the one that I just created right now. Let's wait till the alert fires, and let's see what happens in PagerDuty. Let's come back to PagerDuty, and then click on Dashboard. I still don't have an incident, but let's wait for the alert to trigger. You can see that PagerDuty shows you my activity for the last 7 days. It shows me the alerts that were triggered in the past, the action that were taken on them, their status, etc. Let's go back to the dashboard now. You can see that an incident just got fired and we got a trigger in PagerDuty. It says status is triggered and it has details. Let's open and see what the details are. It tells me here is a resource name, here is a resource type, resource ID, and the condition that actually fired. Let me click on this info here, and it gives me much more details around exactly what happened. It tells me that it triggered the alert through the API, which means through the webhook. Then it was assigned to me because I was a part of the escalation policy, notified me via email. Then it sent me a text message and also sent me a message over the phone, which obviously I didn't pick up because I was recording this. And it also sent me a push notification. I could go ahead and acknowledge this incident using my phone. Let me do that. I see a missed call and an alert from PagerDuty. So let me open the PagerDuty app. When I see the alert here, I'm going to say acknowledge. So now let's just refresh the screen and see the details. There you go. It says I acknowledged it. That's been captured in the incident log. There is also a link here to view this in the Azure portal. Let's click and see what happens. It takes me directly to the summary page of the resource that actually triggered the alert. Sweet. So there you go. You have end-to-end integration for Azure Alerts with PagerDuty. Thank you for watching.